Hello, it is Monday, June 8th, 2020, and thank God it is Monday. Thank God for every day, for it is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we as a family of family are going to continue to seek Him through His Word, through our daily reading plan, Seek Him. Today we'll be reading Psalm 73, 21 through 28, Numbers 26, 25 through 56, and Luke 1, 26 through 38. We're going to start with Psalm 73, 21 through 28. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterwards, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are afar from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Numbers 26, 25 through 56. These are the clans of Issachar as they were listed, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their clans, of Sered, the clan of the Seraites, and Elon, the clan of the Elites, and Jelil, the clans of the Jelilites. These are the clans of the Zebunites, as they were listed, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their clans, Manasseh and Ephraim, the sons of Manasseh of Machir, the clan of the Machirites, and Machir was the father of Gilead, the clan of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Lezer, the clan of the Lezerites, of Helek, the clan of the Helekites, and of Azrael, the clan of the Azraelites, and of Shechem, the clan of the Shechemites, and of Shedmedah, the clan of the Shedmedites, and of Hepher, the clan of the Hepherites. Now Zelophehad had a son of Hepher, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters was Zelophehad and Mahal, Noah, Magla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the clans of Manasseh, and those listed were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to the clans of Shaluthah, the clan of the Shaluthites, of Becher, the clan of the Becherites, of Tahan, the clan of the Tahanites, and these are the sons of Shothelah, of Iran, the clan of the Iranites. These are the clans of the sons of Ephraim, as they are listed, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph according to their clans. The sons of Benjamin according to their clans, of Bela, the clan of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the clan of the Ashbelites, of Ahram, the clan of the Ahramites, of Shephufam, the clan of the Shephumanites, of Hephan, the clan of the Hephanites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the clan of the Ardites, of Naaman, the clan of the Naamites. These were the sons of Benjamin according to their clans, and those listed were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan according to their clans, of Shuham, the clan of the Shuhamites. These are the clans of Dan according to their clans. All the clans of the Shuhamites, as they were listed, were 64,400. The sons of Asher according to their clans, of Imnah, the clan of the Imnites, of Ishvi, the clan of the Ishvites, of Bera, the clan of the Berites, of the sons of Beer, of Bera, of Heber, the clan of the Heberites, of Mount Kyle, the clan of the Mount Kyleites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sirah, the clan of the sons of Asher, as they were listed, 53,400. The sons of Naphtilia, according to their clans, of Jaziel, the clan of the Jazeelites, of Guni, the clan of the Gunites, of Jezir, the clan of the Jezirites, of Shillem, the clan of the Shillemites. These are the clans of Naphtali, according to their clans, and these listed were 45,400. This was the list of the people of Israel, 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Among these the land shall be divided for inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Every tribe shall be given its inheritance in proportion to its list. But the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. Their inheritance shall be divided according to the lot between the larger and the smaller." Luke 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is our readings for June 8th, 2020. This is the word of the Lord, and the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
Safe and secure from all.